We're learning the laws of reading in the Torah. When we begin in Aliyah, we always begin with something good, with a good topic. We end with something good. When we read the Parsha of Ha'azinu, so then we have a tradition that in that Parsha, which is a specific song, the final song of the Torah, so to speak, so there the Aliyos are divided in the order of Haziv Lach, Ha'azinu, Zichor Yemos Olam, etc.
What do you mean by starting and ending with a good topic?
You always want to end on a good note and start on a good note. Don't end in Aliyah on a bad note, or end in Aliyah where you'll have to begin on a bad note.
So, like something that's seen as a negative?
Correct. Now, sometimes there's an occasion in shul, so they add Aliyos. Nonetheless, you have to be careful in Hazinu to read that order, and then the last Aliyah, there you could add in more Aliyos. But the first six have to be in the order that Chazal instituted, what we call Haziv Lach. That's an acronym for the verses that start each Aliyah. When we reach Parshas Bichukosai, or in Parshas Parsha for Nitzavim, Kisavo. In Parshas Kisavo, so in those two Parshios, we have the curses of the Torah. So in those places, we don't stop in the middle of the curses. We stop before the curses, and then we have one long Aliyah that encompasses the curses. When reading the curses, so some people like to read them quickly or on a low voice. So we read them a drop lower volume. The Sfaradim stress the Teamim, the tunes, a little bit less. Like do a quick version of each tune. But the words have to be read clearly. So there we don't pause in the middle. And the other place where we wouldn't pause in the middle of a topic is when you have the 42 travelings of Israel in Parshas Maaseh. In Jerusalem, the Shalichei Tzibur, the Baalei Kriya, they read the Torah with great care and with accuracy of the tunes, and they're careful to end in Aliyah and begin in Aliyah on a good note. And in Jerusalem, there are specific customs as to where you pause each parasha. And one can learn from the books that record the Jerusalem customs, because he says that's an accurate way of doing things. Now, if a person gets an aliyah and he thinks, hey, why did I get this aliyah, that aliyah, that's all the Yetzer Hara. Bottom line, you got an aliyah, be happy. People look, did I get maftir, did I get shlishi, did I get shishi, all kinds of things. He says, come on, don't let the Yetzer Hara get you. Bottom line, it's a good aliyah. Where I was growing up, so a guy once got Ravi. So after the Aliyah, he went to the Gabbai and said, you know, you're lucky I'm not offended, because where I come from, Ravi is saved for the one who's not learned in Torah. So the Gabbai said, no, that's the custom here too. Okay, the Gabbai just wanted to put him in his place, like, you know, don't make a big deal out of things. But at any rate, this is something that people sometimes are very careful about, who gets shlishi and who gets shishi. And technically it is quoted in Halacha. In Rabbeinu Tam's yeshiva, he always got shlishi. And there are yeshivas like Panovich, where the person who gets shlishi, that's the sign that he's the accepted Rosh Yeshiva. But for the common folk like us, it's not a big deal. We should just be happy we got an aliyah. When we read two parshas that are connected, sometimes we read Achrimos and Kedoshim attached, sometimes we read Behar Bechukosai attached, sometimes we read, what else do we read attached? Let's see, Truma Tetzave attached. So you should read, seven aliyahs, but we attach the two in order to fit them into the calendar, right? We want certain parshas to land in certain places. We always want to read the curses 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, 2 weeks before Shavuos, etc. So when we read Parshios attached, you should try to have three aliyos in the first one. And the fourth aliyah should conclude the first parsha and read the first section of the second parsha. That's an equal divide. And if you want to add aliyos, you should do it in the second parasha, not the first one. Yes?
Is it the point of the aliyah order that, like, first the closer to the top, the better? So if you have the Rosh Hashiva getting third, like, automatically, so then you, like, set that aside as, like, better than the Kohen one, or that it's, like, seems contradictory?
I hear you. Maybe being third is not like being first. Even though it's the first of the Israelites, it's still not like being first. You know, the Kohen is still first. Yeah. We'll get to the order of Elias in the next chapter. What?
I heard once that, like, maybe you, for like a very very big rabbi, you could let him go first regardless.
That's true. The Gemara says that, but today we don't do that. I mean, there is such a concept in Halacha. We don't hold anyone to be so great today to be worthy of that. Yeah. It says, Yikarahi mipninim. The Torah is more precious than precious jewels. Chazal said, that verse is teaching us, Yikarahi mikohen gadol shenichnas lifnai vilifnim. Mikan, says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. From here we derive that even a bastard, a mamzer, who's learned in Torah, comes before a Kohen who's an Am Haaretz. Meaning it's not only about genealogy. Okay, so he's from the descendants of Aaron HaKohen. But if he hasn't lived up to his responsibilities, if he hasn't learned Torah, so then... Okay, fine. So, in the days of the Talmud, or the Mishnah, meaning it's ancient. Chazal wanted us to show deference to the Kohen and the Levi and to have an order in shul so you don't end up having fights. Yeah, seems that way. Seems that way. I don't have a proof to it right now, but it seems that way. We have twice a year when we would take out three Sifrei Torah. Now, Hanukkah. If Shabbos Hanukkah is Rosh Chodesh, so you need a Sefer Torah for Rosh Chodesh, for the Torah reading of Rosh Chodesh. You need a Sefer Torah for the reading of Hanukkah, and you need a Sefer Torah for the regular reading. The same would be if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on Shabbos. So then you have the Torah reading, HaChodesh HaZelachem, right? We read the Torah reading of the four parshas, right? We add... Before Purim, we had a Parsha Zohar, and then we had Parsha Shkolim, and Para, and Achodesh. Right, so you have special Torah readings. So you need one Sefer Torah for that. You need one Sefer Torah for Rosh Chodesh, because it's already Rosh Chodesh, right? And one Sefer Torah for the regular Shabbos reading. So those would be two instances when you take out three Sefer Torah. So the divide is, you give six aliyos. The first six aliyos are for the regular Torah reading, and you finish the Torah reading with six. The seventh aliyah is the Maftir. He's going to read Shivi, actually. He's going to read in the second Sefer Torah. And the Maftir is the third Sefer Torah. You want to add people, so you do it on the first Sefer Torah with the regular Shabbos reading. Regarding the Kaddish, we'll get to a little bit later, where you say the Kaddish. Now, when a person reads the Torah, he should know what he's doing. He should know how the parashah should be set up. He should know when the word that's written is not exactly the word that's read, right? And he should really know how to look at the letters to recognize if something disqualifies the Torah. And one thing that he has to be super careful about is that he reads from the Torah. What often happens, especially at bar mitzvahs, is that the Baal Kori knows it by heart already. So then he starts reading by heart. And then what he read is not kosher. It has to be read from the text. Otherwise, we didn't fulfill our obligation of reading Torah. Another issue that he does not mention, but it's a practical one, if you're going to be a Baal Kore, we point in the Torah with a yad. We have this long silver hand that we hold to point, like a pointer in the Torah. Now, if the person reading from the Torah is going to touch the parchment with the yad, what happens is that the yad starts making scratch marks on the parchment, and the yad can easily erase a letter and disqualify the Torah. So when you point in the Torah, you shouldn't really be putting down the yad on the parchment. You should hold it slightly above it.